I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Hey there, how is you?
I am fine.
You with the stars in your eyes. You look good this morning. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Yeah,
how is that any of your business?
Yes, you and I have certain rules. We don't cross certain lines. We think we do, and the audience think we does, but we do not. That's for sure. You're absolutely right. However, I am going to call you on something. Last week, you gave us two haikus from two of your puppy dogs, but you refused or declined or had no time to give us the third haiku. You do have three dogs, and I want to know what that third haiku is.
Well, actually, there's two more haikus because Dugan, the late, great Dugan the Dachshund, wrote his own, but he's now buried in my yard.
So all of a sudden, you uncovered the great haiku. That's it. All right, let's go. What are they? Let's hear Dugan's, and then let's hear Horatio's.
They're both dachshunds. I can't believe you're making me do this.
Well, last week, you did milk and honey. The things you make me do on the air.
I don't make you do anything.
Yes, you do.
Dude.
What?
What do I do?
You're always making me do something, kicking me under the table, pinching me when the audience can't see.
All of those things are completely untrue.
Passing me notes that say, Robert, do you know how hot you are? I didn't like that one note you passed that said, not fix, he's hot, but he's not. Anyway, so what are the haikus?
Better subject, because all the things you just said are completely untrue.
Yeah.
Here's Dugan's haiku.
Uh-huh.
I am Dugan, a wiener dog with long chin folds. I get my needs met.
I see. Okay, at least you had one satisfied dog, although he's now in the great doggy heaven.
In great doggy heaven.
Do you think dogs are in the same heaven as human beings?
You know, I don't really have any data on that particular question.
What do you mean no data? Why don't you ever watch the science fiction shows that I look at? If you watch some of these things about Bigfoot and what happens after we die, you'd be more in tune with how are you going to feel if you get into heaven and it turns out that animals are there and your dogs don't
if there's a
aren't
heaven,
ready for you because you didn't know they were there.
If there's a heaven and if my little doggy Dugan is up there and my childhood doggy Taffy is up there, then I will go up to heaven should I be so lucky, which is doubtful, and we'll say, good dog. And then everybody would be happy and play harps forever and ever.
What happens if we get up there and they switch dogs on us? Will we just adjust?
You know, aren't we speaking of the arts?
All right, do the other haiku and then I'll talk about the arts.
Okay, this
I
is...
I apologize. See what happens? She's kicking me.
I'm not kicking you. Stop it. This is Horatio's haiku. Intruders, arf, arf. Badass dachshund, I protect. They're here again, arf.
That sounded like it had more syllables than any other haiku. Are you sure you're getting these right?
It's exactly 17 syllables.
Okay, 17
really
syllables.
Is.
And as you know, I never use words with more than two syllables in them. And even then, I'm sort of thrown. Santa Fe Clay has an opening called Abstraction. They've spelled it differently, but it's pronounced the same. Opening reception 5 to 7 p.m. They're in the rally yard at 1615 Paseo de Peralta. Free, reception 5 to 7. Show runs through March. Michael Abatamarco, a freelancer, wrote a nice piece on it in today's Pasatiempo on page 28.
Hey, I've got a couple of dog things right away. Okay. Small Dog Rescue will be at Tecatu in San Busco tomorrow from noon until 3.
Rescue us.
And then here's a very important one. Two wonderful Labrador retrievers, one of them light and one of them dark, yin and yang, they are. Great dogs, but they need to stay together, and they, for whatever reason, they need a home. Oh, their family lost their home, and they had to move into an apartment that doesn't allow dogs, and they're looking for a home for these two very wonderful, socialized, well-cared-for dogs. And so if you would like more information on that, you can, oh, heavens. I'll get you the number in just 1 second.
All right, since you're talking about dogs, don't panic. I am going to speak about the arts, even though I seem to be, shall we say, eradicating some of my syntax here.
Here it goes. I found the number. 986-2542. They're both females. They're both microchipped. They're good dogs.
Time
They're
when
so
you
cute.
Didn't want phone numbers in here. You'd say nobody had time to write them down. But when it comes
I didn't. All right, you're right. Puppies. You're so right, and I'm so wrong.
However, dogs do chew pencils. Do we agree?
Only puppies.
Okay. Remember David and Goliath?
My three full-grown adult dogs, the youngest of whom is 4, do not chew pencils.
Good. But do you remember that TV show David and Goliath?
No.
Well, it wasn't about the big monster guy and the kid with a slingshot that knocked him down back in Pericles' time. It was a really great claymation show about a little boy and his dog, and it had, like, biblical allegories. You didn't care when you were 8 years old watching it. At least I didn't. By the way, I saw a rerun of it about 10 years ago, and I was howling and crying because the little boy left Goliath on the fire escape all night. But never mind that. David and Goliath, which isn't the same story, is a wise New Mexico fool. Speaking of fools.
What'd I say?
Wise Fool New Mexico show with a puppet show for the whole family. It's tonight at 6:30. Wise Fool Studio on Agua Fria Street. Got to pay to get in, but if you're under 12, it's not too expensive. 992-2588. I believe it's running through the weekend at Wise Fool, which is at 2778D, as in Doggy, or David and Goliath, Agua Fria Street. Look in the Pasa Tiempo calendar for this here listing.
And we just had Wise Fool New Mexico on this week, and Amy Christian was charming and interesting. And
she's all of those things.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a play for you. Cinderella wore combat boots.
She did not.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I wasn't around in her days. That was like before the 1940s. Capshaw Middle School presents this play by Jerry Chase. 7 o'clock tonight in the drama room at Capshaw Middle School on Zia Road. You got to pay to get in. 467-4300. The College of Santa Fe, which whose fate still remains, I believe, uncertain, although I haven't looked at the paper this morning, is playing the Diviners.
It passed the
It made the next stage.
Yeah, it made the next stage yesterday.
The Diviners at the Greer Garson Theater. It's a very interesting play by James Leonard Jr. 473-6511. That runs for 2 weekends. And this is the last weekend of TheaterWorks' play The Clean House by Sarah Rule at James A. Little Theater. I spoke to somebody that saw it last night that thought it was an excellent show. I have not yet seen
it. They do fabulous work, I just have to say.
Well, they've moved the stage up onto the stage. So instead of
They've moved their stage onto the stage?
Yeah, so
what are you saying?
They've moved their set onto the stage, and they've moved the audience onto the stage.
Ah.
So there's no sitting in the James A. Little. You go up on the stage, and I understand it's very intimate, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, here's another one. Lisa J. Carmen and Band in concert tonight. The audience votes and chooses their new song favorites for the upcoming CD. And that's at Body of Santa Fe at 333 Cordova Road, almost right across from the Santa Fe Baking Company. For more information, bodyofsantafe.com or 986-0362.
That's pretty cool. Do they play Octopus's Garden?
I don't know.
That's a great song.
I would guess. If I just had to guess, I would bet they didn't.
Huh. Sound about your tone already. That's making me suggest you're a little bit. Oh, there you go. There's the smile. I just made you smile because you wanted me to say nice things. Oh, you should see her smile. Tonight also, just so we know, music on Barcelona's Soiree Musicalis presents the music of Max Bruch, B-R-U-C-H, and John Cotsier, K-O-E-T-S-I-E-R, at 5:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe on Barcelona Road. Donations requested. 5:30 concert. And the Linda Rainey is going to be performing music of Bach and others at 5:30, also at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue as part of TGIF organ recital. Donations accepted. Some other good music tonight. Let's help some musicians. Savor.
Savor.
Cuban music at the Dragon Room at the Pink Adobe, 6 o'clock. Calle 66 is doing salsa at El Dorado Hotel.
Lots of good stuff.
Ramon Bermudez is on guitar, 7 o'clock at Fuego at La Posada. Nacho Mendez, solo acoustic guitar, 7 o'clock at La Boca. Call for cover charge, please.
We love La Boca.
La Dolce Vita, which is where Ferragamo's used to be in Alameda, has Faith Page singing at 5:30. No cover. And finally, David Geist over at Pronzo doing show tunes, very minimal cover, 6 o'clock. And,
yay.
And Trash Disco with DJ Una at the Silver Starlight Lounge at 8:30 p.m.
Trash Disco, yay.
No cover. A lot of other good stuff. Vanilla Pop, one of my favorite groups, doing 80s lounge music at 9:30. $5 covered. Oh, I'm not supposed to say money, sorry. They do like Walk Like an Egyptian, like Dean Martin sings it, and that's great. That stuff's great. Nobody. There's only me and them that do that.
I talked about dogs a little while ago. Here's some kitty things. Come meet some of the special kitties awaiting adoption from Felines
We're
and
friendly.
Friends every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Petco. The adoption advisor is available from 1 to 4 p.m. And the organization also needs donations of food, kitty litter, office supplies, as well as volunteers. You can either go to Petco on the days that I just said, or you can leave a message at 316-2281. Or send an email to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. Why do you do that?
I'm doing kitty-like sound effects behind you to help set the tone. Like kitty was sleeping, drinking milk, grooming, and purring.
Oh, right.
I wasn't trying to interrupt you.
Hey, you know what? There's a really great movie that I'm going to be doing an interview on. It'll air on Monday, Monday morning. With James Gray, who wrote and directed a film that's opening at the CCA called Two Lovers. Have you heard of that film?
I've heard of the film. We have a very good review from Laurel Gladden in today's Pasa. I've not seen it yet.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow, Joaquin Phoenix, Vanessa Gray, Isabella Rossellini, some big names, although I'd never heard of Vanessa Gray, but I've heard of all the others. And it is one of those movies that is so well written, and so it gets right under your skin, and it's about a guy who has kind of two girlfriends at the same time, and his mother wants him to marry a nice, his parents want him to marry a nice Jewish girl, but
there's the hot blonde on the side.
Gwyneth Paltrow comes along, but it's not, you know, that's a setup for a pack of Hollywood cliches, and it's the exact opposite. It's a very, very good movie.
I believe it, because I remember, like, and we've talked about this at length on the show, like 30 years ago, when I was watching Charlie's Angels and I had to pick between one of them.
You just lowered a really good movie.
What are you talking about?
To the level of stupid pop culture of the 70s, Robert. I just want you to know that.
I just wanted to say, I found that clip on YouTube of when they go to women's prison. The Asylum Street Spankers plays Tuesday night.
They do? I love them.
That's a good episode. They do go to women's prison.
The Asylum Street Spankers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Charlie's Angels.
No, they're a
prison.
Band that plays weird novelty songs, but they're very, very funny.
But that would be fun to watch women's prison movies with you.
Let's talk about the Asylum Street Spankers.
7:30, raunchy acoustic jazz and blues, Santa Fe Brewing Company. What night? Tuesday. Do you have to pay? Yep. Who do you call? The Lenzik. Who do you call? The Lenzik. 981234.
Were you just making an oblique reference to Ghostbusters?
Well, it's a little better than the Farrah Fawcett stuff based on the way you were looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's say that on Tuesday afternoon, you're tired of waiting for your unemployment check to come by. It's 12:30 in the afternoon. You say, I don't have any money. What do I do? Go over to the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space on the College of Santa Fe campus while it's still there, 1600 St. Michael's Drive, and see faculty members Valerie Martinez, who happens to be Santa Fe's poet laureate, Dana Levin, and Robin Rahm read from Dear Eve, Lilith, and Emily. It's free, 12:30 Tuesday. They're going to read for about 45 or 50 minutes and then take conversation and questions from the audience. It should be very stimulating, scintillating, and even, existential.
Debilitating.
You said it for once, not me. I was trying to get away from it. Do you know who Eve, Lilith, and Emily were?
Like Adam and Eve?
Eve was a nudist. Who was Lilith?
You tell me.
She was another biblical name, I think, who got in a lot of trouble with her husband. Was she married to Herod or one of those other guys?
I don't remember.
Was she Lot's wife, who we never hear about? And then Emily, I think, is Post, but it may be Dickinson. You got any feeling about that?
I have no data from which to draw conclusions.
There we go again. You always got to look stuff up. Maybe I just come up with it off the top of my head. And yeah, I know more about, like, going to heaven and the Sasquatch Chronicles than you do.
You just have more received pop culture opinions on those things than I do.
I know. That's why we teach you there. Every week I come away with a new word that I've learned or a new fact about history. You'll talk to me about the Anacarnians or somebody that were around 400 BC.
What are you talking about?
You'll come up with something, and I'll say to you, what does this transcendentalism mean? And you'll tell me. So I learn, I leave here, and you learn about things such as Angels and Change, which is the Charlie Angels episode we've talked about at length. Future Santa Fe, listen to this, Thursday morning, Santa Fe Complex on Agua Fria Street. They're going to have a roundtable discussion on how nonprofits can survive the economic uncertainty out there. I think this is going to be pretty interesting. It's Thursday morning at 8:45. At the Santa Fe Complex at 624 Agua Fria
Street. That's kind of early.
I agree, but they'll probably have coffee. I shouldn't speak for them, but they probably should have coffee if they want people to pay attention. But you should be awake. I get up early. My dogs wake me up. There's no need for me to not be here and be totally cognizant of what you're telling me, even if I don't understand half of it. 8:45 Thursday morning. You got to register to let them know. I imagine seating is limited. So call this number, 920-4400. It's free. Once again, check the pasta listings.
Check the pasta listings.
Yeah. Thursday morning at 8:45. And one more thing. The Santa Fe Botanical Garden getting ready for spring, which sounds like it's out there already. Spring is here.
I just got a note saying the number that I gave for the Labrador Retrievers is incorrect.
Yeah, but wait a minute. A colleague gave you that note, so if I were you, I'd be suspicious.
No,
they sometimes
no.
get into the Labrador pens. And
ladies and gentlemen, if you wrote down that number about the dogs, then that was wrong. So what you should do is write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528, and I will get you to the dogs.
I should have my own website that's like womeninprison.com, and people could find me. I was talking about the Santa Fe Botanical Garden, Breaking New Ground Lecture, Garden Design Discussion by Christy Green at 5:30 Thursday. So So if you're into greens and you want to get ready for your garden, Selby Fleetwood Gallery at 600 Canyon Road. Very minimal fee. Phone number 471-9103. By the way, if we screw things up or you miss something, you can always check PASA or email you, correct?
Yes, you can always email me. Email is better than phone because I don't check that message machine all the time because nobody uses it. But, you know, I'm looking at this email again, and that's the only number on the whole darn email. So who the heck knows? But I will figure out who has these wonderful yin and yang Labrador retrievers, and if you want them, I will personally deliver them.
And again, repetition is the soul of brevity, and sometimes you people have to make sure you have all the information right on press releases.
It wasn't a press release. It was just an email.
Ditto, same thing.
Yeah.
Because we can say it wrong if you all say it wrong. Contra Dance. You want to dance Saturday night? 7 o'clock, music and calls. 7:30, Oddfellows Hall. 7 o'clock is classes. Minimal fee to get in. Oddfellows Hall's on Cerritos Road. Call 820-3535. Little Shop of Horrors is playing over at Santa Fe Prep. 7:30, Driscoll Auditorium. That's one of my favorite musicals. 982-1829. It's running through the weekend. Most of the theater shows that open tonight run through the weekend, usually with Sunday matinees. Little Shop has a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. I think I have to go cover some legislative affair Sunday, so I don't think I'm going to be able to see it. Legislation always wears us out over there at PASA. We've got so many things to chase when they go 60
days.
Yeah,
a lot of legislation. Hey, New Mexico CultureNet, in partnership with the Southside branch of the Santa Fe Public Library, is sponsoring a teen poetry writing group every Saturday from noon to 2 in the afternoon. And it used to be at 10 in the morning, which was a semi-civilized hour, but noon is even better. So the Poetry Cafe is free and open to interested teen writers.
Well, being you get up early for Friday's show, this 10 and 10:30 stuff is a revelation to me. I mean, you're not even...
I'm here, and it is morning. That is true. But if I weren't here to be with you and to be with our wonderful audience, I would still be asleep.
Well, the audience gets a wonderful adjective. I just get a you. The importance of being earnest is at St. James.
I meant wonderful you and our wonderful audience.
You,
that's what I meant.
Wonderful you. Thank you. St. John's College.
You're welcome.
Thursday night. Pardon me, Wednesday night and Thursday night, 7:30 in the Great Hall. It's Chrysostomos, their student acting company. That's Oscar Wilde's Victorian play. It's a lot of fun, 7:30 Wednesday and Thursday night. There's going to be a discussion about the show over at the Palace of Governors called Through the Lens. And it's a panel discussion with the photographers, curators, and educators at 3 o'clock Thursday in the Art Building at Santa Fe Community College. It's free, 428-1501. And also, interestingly enough, on Thursday, the School for Advanced Research is going to have a lecture called To Hunt and Be Hunted, Deer in the Ancient and Modern Americas. It's by an anthropology professor by the name of Mary Weismantel, W-E-I-S-M-A-N-T-E-L, Northwestern U, is where she teaches. 7 o'clock Thursday at James A. Little Theater, no charge.
Hey, there's a one-day only Share the Love auction benefit, and we talked to some of these other groups, La Familia Medical Center, Southwest Care Center, and Santa Fe Rape Crisis Center, and there's a benefit for them tomorrow. From noon on at Tropic of Capricorn, which
Excellent.
Is up on Old Las Vegas Highway.
A lot of the Oscar-nominated films are still running at the Vargas. Maybe your last chance to see them on the big screen. I love Frost Nixon.
I haven't seen that yet.
Slumdog Millionaire, which won so many.
Oscars.
Milk, which picked up one for Sean Penn and the screenwriters there. The Wrestler's still playing there. I think Mickey Rourke and Marissa Tomei are terrific.
Milk.
Produced by one of the producers is a Santa Fe High grad. So, DeVargas, you can still catch some of these things. I don't know how much longer they will run. Meanwhile, what about our men in Havana, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars? 7:30 Thursday, Lenzik, 988-1234. See Paul Weideman's story in Paso Tiempo today. Rob DeWalt has a book review, by the way. Paso's been doing the book reviews now for nearly a year. I hope people have figured that out. And he wrote an interesting little book review about Hamburger America, a state-by-state guide to 100 great burger joints. And according to his review in today's PASA, Bobcat Bite's in there. I haven't been to Bobcat Bite in a while. I just haven't been out there. I got to go out there for spring bite to eat. And I don't plug things in and get free food. I just like to plug things I like. Or if I have a bad experience, I'll tell you about it, which reminds me of something, but I don't want to bring it up today because I forgot. What time is it?
It is 8:45.
Yikes. How much time do I have?
Another 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, really? You're not having the legislative lady?
No, I am, but it's we start at 8:51 or 8:52. Yeah.
Say Doug Fairfield's Art and Review column on modernists in New Mexico works from a private collector, which is at the O'Keefe, runs through May. Say Art Review. And Craig Smith's Critical Ear today has a lot of different reviews of classical music. And I've got a fun big picture column looking at British-born actor David Frankham, who used to work in Hollywood in the 50s, 60s, 70s, has some great anecdotes to tell. I saw the picture Cherry Blossoms. Very weird, offbeat, compelling, not perfect. It's in German with English subtitles. It's at the screen. Check out my review in today's Passat. We also, as I mentioned, Two Lovers, which you saw.
I love that movie.
And The Brothers Warner is a good little documentary for people that like the Warner Brother movies. And
didn't that screen at the Santa Fe Film Festival?
It's back at the Film Center, as is your friend Wiener Take All.
Wiener Takes All.
Which is one of your favorite movies?
I don't know if it's one of my favorite movies of all time, but it's a cute documentary because it has dachshunds in it. And it's about dachshund racing. It's very funny.
I don't seem to recall seeing it when
there's one part where I laughed until I cried.
Yeah, but I don't remember them doing haiku.
They did not do haiku. The dog haiku documentary has yet to be made.
There's a few art openings tonight. Jenny Cooley's Studio Gallery is having Comfort Food, a group show. There's a great photo of one of their artists, Michael Stone, in today's Passat. That's from 5 to 7 on Canyon Road, 717D, as in dachshund. The Gold Leaf Gallery on 627 West Alameda is doing Antique Frame Show, reception 5:30 to 7:30. Santa Fe Complex has a one-night video installation called Manipulated Image. Group show, artist presentation, 7 o'clock. They're again on Agua Fria Street. And the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex, which does some interesting and fun stuff with young people, has a youth exhibition of St. Michael's High School art show. I always love these things. They're always good. There's always some exciting art there. I think Jackie M. still curates that stuff. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But she's pretty terrific in promoting youth stuff. 5 o'clock tonight till 7. Show runs through mid-March. Jono Manson playing tonight, 7:30 at Gig. And if you go to the St. Francis at 6 o'clock, the 75th anniversary salute to the New Deal Federal Music Project of New Mexico, hosted by historian author Jack Loeffler, runs at 6 o'clock, donation requested. It's going to be an exciting show.
Yes, yeah. Jack Loeffler is wonderful, and it should be a very varied and interesting musical show.
You're right. Mosaic Dance Company doing belly dancing at Body Saturday night, 7:30. Teatro Paragras performing a comedy by Albuquerque playwright Patricia Crespin called We Are Hispanic American Women, okay?
Okay.
8 o'clock. Was there an echo here?
Okay.
Okay. Corral. Remember that show? That was good. Gunfight at the O'Keefe Corral. That was Kirk Douglas and those guys shooting. 8 o'clock at Saturday, El Museo Cultural. And tonight, El Museo Cultural. 4730143, Sunday's matinee and Thursday evening shows, which I can say on the air, is pay what you wish, which is nice. Santa Fe Pro Musica on Sunday has a violinist, Lauren Lutzky, at 3 o'clock at the Lentic, 9881234. Jerry Carthy, who's probably gearing up for St. Patty's Day next month, is playing Irish tunes that night, 6 o'clock at Cafe Dominic, that's Sunday. That's the same night that Nacho Mendez is at El Farol. And Kim and the Caballeros are at Santa Fe Brewing Company. I love that word, Caballeros.
Caballeros, yeah. Gentlemen.
Oh, really? I thought it was cowboy. Oh, no, that's vaquero.
Vaquero.
Hey,
vaquero. It's gentleman, but it means person who rides a horse. Because horse is caballo.
I'd like to be. I got that song in my head now, Octopus's Garden. Under the sea.
Well, you got to sing something.
Octopus's Garden.
It's the law.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He'd let us in, he'd know just where we'd been, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. We would sing and dance around, knowing that we could not be found. But I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden with you. We'd bring lotion by the ocean, and you'd say, hey, Robert, I need a tan. She needs a little tan. I'd rub you down and promise not to frown, but try to get as far as I could possibly can. Bum, bum, bum. bum, bum. We'd take a swim. We wouldn't be rude. Bum, bum, bum. Why not just do it? In the nude. Bum, bum, bum. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. I know I'm naughty, so I'll go back to the nice lyrics.
Okay. What else do we have? We got another minute or two.
I like that stuff. We'd just be happy. We'd sing and shout. Ooh, he'd let us out in his little hideaway beneath the waves.
Do we not have any other, speaking of the arts listings?
Yeah, there's 32,000 of them. Pick up the Posse Tempo and look. You want to know about Ben Taylor, the Cunn Folk singer-songwriter? 28, Saturday, 7 o'clock, Santa Fe Brewing Company.
The 28 meaning the 28th is tomorrow.
That's right. You want to go up to Kilmer Rock and hear Northern 505 play Latin country and rock?
Sure.
That's at 8 o'clock. You didn't like my song, that's all it was.
No, it was great.
Yeah, I can tell. It's like a haiku. You'd like
oh,
me to keep
so
it
lot.
To 17 syllables.
You pressed me to talk, to recite the stupid haiku.
What
now you're
stupid?
Making fun of me.
Your dog's made this haiku up. It can't be stupid.
That's precisely why it can be stupid.
I know, but they're dogs. We have to give them credit. We have to pet them and give them a bone. They wag their tails. They're happy to see us.
At least they wrote it themselves.
This is a heck of a way to end February. Is it a leap year or something?
It is not. Last year's leap year.
So like people...
Election years are always leap year.
Okay. Let me see. Virgil is Dante's guide. Let's get into something more esoteric to help out you and your listeners that like that stuff. Greg Schneider will be talking about Virgil as Dante's guide. St. John's College tutor, 7 o'clock Wednesday night, Crispin Hall, in the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi on Cathedral Place. No charge, Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Virgil as Dante's guide. What do you know about Virgil?
I actually have never read Virgil.
But he was one of those ancient Greek or Roman guys,
Roman.
That wrote like a lengthy...
epic.
Journey poem. So he must have helped out Dante. Didn't Dante end up in some inferno?
No, Dante wrote the... What's it called? I'm spacing out. Yes, Dante's Inferno. Dante's Inferno is the hell one. Then there's the paradise one. And then there's the purgatory one.
All right, that's why
the Divine Comedy, that's what it is.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. I'd rather watch one with the Ritz Brothers. Tuesday, St. John's University Men's Chorus performs, 8 o'clock, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. A lot of stuff happening in churches, have you noticed? A lot of concerts.
Mm. Hey, did we talk about the Schola Cantorum?
Well, I don't know. It's not the usual sort of thing I like to talk about on the air with you. It makes me blush. Go ahead.
Wait, hang on 1 second. I'll get the information out.
I see. Not ready. Cowgirl Karaoke, 9 o'clock Monday night at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, also Cowgirl Barbecue.
Schola Cantorum is having its spring concert called Passio Domini, and that is at the Santa Maria della Paz Church, and it is Sunday, March 1st at 3 o'clock, and it's free.
Pretty good. You like 50s and 60s music?
Not all of it.
For those of you that do, you'd be fun to dance to that kind of music, because you probably want to salsa and move your soul.
I'm thinking Linda Siegel might be there, but I haven't gotten a message.
Right.
Mary Lynn, do we have Linda Siegel on the line?
Yes, we do.
Okay. You know what, Robert? Can you just hang on a second? Because we're going to take a little break and talk to Linda
Siegel.
I can